The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So let's get started. So welcome to Happy Hour. And these are interesting times. These are very interesting times, unprecedented times. And it's not unusual to have a rainbow of emotions. Feeling overwhelmed at times, feeling sad, feeling worried, feeling angry, feeling alone. And what I like to think is that our practice really has prepared us all for this moment. We've all been practicing for moments like this to show up the best as best we can in this world, as best as we can. So in showing up, in the way of showing up, an invitation today, as the theme of Happy Hour is to gladden the mind and heart, to extend our goodwill to all beings everywhere, including ourselves, and how the practice of metta, the practice of goodwill, kindness, friendliness, has a protective quality to it. The protective quality is one of protecting our minds, our hearts, from what you ask, from ourselves, from the negativity bias that we have as human beings. Not to say that it's not reasonable to be concerned, to plan, to even worry, but not to be anxious. Because if we're anxious, we're not doing anyone any good, neither ourselves nor others. So the invitation today, with taking refuge in metta and goodwill for ourselves and for everyone else, is both as protective as a way to build immunity, perhaps not in our bodies because we can't, we don't have anything against the virus, but in our hearts, in our minds, to have more stability, more availability, to be available for ourselves and others, to be more stable, to be more kind, to be grounded in the face of what is happening, both to us and for everyone else. So with that as a precursor, today in the guided meditation, which will be about 30 minutes, what I will do is to first start with grounding us in the breath and the body, stabilizing, just taking time to stabilize in the body with the breath. And after a few minutes of that, then we'll turn our hearts, we'll turn our minds to cultivating goodwill, to cultivating friendliness, goodwill, metta, loving kindness for ourselves and for all beings, so many beings in this world right now, affected in so many different ways. And even by recognizing that we have something to give, by recognizing that we have our goodwill, our kindness to offer others, we'll feel more empowered, more stable, more happy, because the, hence Happy Hour, because as it is said, the fragrant of the rose remains on the hand that gives. So as we offer goodwill, as we offer metta, wishing safety, wishing happiness, health, ease for all beings everywhere, there is a sense of both solidarity, not being alone in this, and there's this redolence, there's this red perfume of that stays with us, of our generosity of heart, offering others goodwill and care from from a deep, deep place in our being, really sharing our goodwill with all of humanity. We all have it, and we can access it. I know we can access it no matter what, no matter the situation, limited we might feel. And by accessing it with that act of generosity, offering it to others, we'll feel more full. Our cup, our heart, will feel more full and more stable through the winds, through the amazing winds that are happening right now in our world for all of humanity. So with that, I would like to invite you to get into your meditation posture, allowing your back to be straight, supported wherever you're sitting. And landing in your body, gently closing your eyes. It's comfortable for you, or letting your eyes fall right in front of you if you like to keep them open. A soft gaze, not looking out but receiving. Feeling your contact, the contact point of your body. Contact point of your body with the chair, with the cushion. Feeling your weight dropped, feeling your weight dropped into your body. Feeling the center of gravity drop down from your head, from thinking, from somewhere outside your body, into your body, into your abdomen, into your sit bones. And then falling further down into your feet. Noticing the sensations in your hands. Contact points between your hands. Maybe your lap. Letting for a moment the center of gravity move to your hands, all the awareness, all the sensations. All the awareness, these hands, these capable hands. Hands that do so much for you, they connect you. To the outside world, touching, feeling, doing. Connecting with others, just receiving the sensations in the hands. Letting your breath be received, move through the hands, the arms, lower arms, upper arms. feeling sensations in your chest as the breath moves through your chest, in breath and out breath. Noticing, feeling the sensations in your abdomen with each in breath, each out breath. Receiving the sensations with kindness, with gentleness. And if you find at any point your mind wanders to plans, thoughts, memories, worries, it's okay. Be gentle, be kind to yourself, to your awareness, to your attention. Inviting back your attention. Come back, sweetie, come back. It's okay. Not now. We'll go play later. But right now, let's just land. Let's just land and take refuge in this moment. Feeling, sensing, noticing. Sensations of the breath in the abdomen. Moving the center of gravity down again to your feet, to your sit bones, and down your legs to your feet. As if the breath was moving, not literally, but as a koan, as if the breath was moving through your sit bones, grounding, connecting to the earth, down through your legs, moving down, connecting, grounding through the feet. You're sitting in a chair, the bottom of the feet, if you're in a cushion, your entire legs, a touch, bottom of your legs touching the ground, the earth. Dropping, letting go. Just for a moment, experimenting with not letting any thought take hold. Seeing it move through, wash down. Energetically grounded to the earth. Feeling the flow. Clear, empty, spacious. Now I invite you to touch with your attention your face, your attention moving to your forehead, noticing your forehead relaxed, soft, open. Your awareness gently touching your cheeks, drooped, soft. Your chin. Your jaw relaxed, maybe your mouth even falling open a bit. Your eyes resting in their socket. Then the whole body be heavy. If there's any tension, tightness you're noticing anywhere in your body, let it move through. Ah, be released into the earth. With the next out breath, challenging yourself to let go of some more tension and relax your body some more. Even if you feel completely relaxed and soft and settled, dropped in, make the intention to let go some more and drop in more deeply, releasing more tension. And let yourself be surprised that it actually can work. Now receiving each breath in the whole body. Each in-breath bringing more aliveness to each out-breath. Settling, calming you some more. Nowhere to go, nothing to do right now. To just sit and receive the breath, in breath and out breath. Taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment. Letting each breath be soothing, calming like a lullaby. And spend a few minutes tilling the soil with presence, embodied presence. Simply receiving the breath in the body. In breath, out breath. Taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment. With the breath, right here, right now. Feeling grounded, feeling stable, feeling connected to the earth. Through the touch points of your body, your feet, your sit bones, your hands. Feeling connected to the world. Through your breath. Feeling connected. And I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone that you care about, someone whom when you think of, you just smile. Might be a child, especially a young one, new to this world. Or it could be a pet. Whom you think of when they were a child. Maybe they're grown up now, but think of them when they're little. Whoever is easy for you, just to conjure up. It could even be a baby or a child you've seen on the internet, a cute baby or a pet. Bringing up the image of this being. And noticing what comes up in your heart, in your body. Maybe a smile of delight shows up for you. Maybe a sense of warmth. This is metta. Goodwill, kindness, very simple. Think the image, or maybe the felt sense of this being up in your mind's eye. That's the first part. The second part is noticing, paying attention to the feeling that comes up in you. It's the second part of the practice. And the third, if you wish, sharing some phrases of goodwill. You might have your own phrases. If not, I'll share some classical phrases with you. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be happy. Have joy in your heart. May you be healthy and strong. May your heart, may your life flow with ease, as much ease as possible. keeping the image or the felt sense up of this being. I'm smiling, playing, doing their thing. Being their unique expression. Noticing what comes up in your heart and mind, body. And from this sense of gladness, goodwill, care, friendliness, delight, whatever it might be for you, tenderness, warmth, whatever flavor shows up for you. Beaming the phrases of goodwill. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May life flow with ease, dear one. You have lots of ease, dear so-and-so. You can say their name if you like. Repeating the phrases, whichever shape or form, long form, medium form, just words, safe, happy, healthy, ease. Noticing the richness that is yours, which is your care, your warmth, your goodwill being shared. No one can take your intention away from you. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May your life flow with lots of ease, dear one. Letting yourself delight in the gladness that might arise, the sense of peace and ease that might arise. Now, if you wish, I'd like to invite you to extend your well-wishing, recognizing that care, goodwill is your birthright, as much or as little as you have been in touch with in these moments. Recognizing that there are so many beings, all beings in the world, all of humanity. If you were working with a child or a young one, everybody was a child at some point. Imagine the whole of humanity as little children, little newborns. Wishing them safety, happiness, health, and ease. So if you're working with an adult, recognizing that all of humanity, we're not so different. And if you're working with a pet, we're all animals. We're all living creatures. Not so different. We share 99% of our DNA with each other, with all animals. This mass of humanity, this mass of these all beings everywhere. Not attached to the outcome, that's not the idea. Because it can feel overwhelming if you're thinking, oh, you're wishing every single one to be well. No, without attachment to outcome, just sharing your goodwill with the whole world. Feeling perhaps, if you like, with your hand to your heart, connecting with your heart center, center of your chest. Connecting with your intention, your goodwill, your solidarity with all beings everywhere, wishing them well. Through this challenge, through this hard time, through this crazy time. Make sure you are included in this wish, part of all beings, in fact. As your kindness, metta, goodwill leaves your heart center, your heart, permeating, radiating through the whole world, it touches you first. Wishing yourself safety and ease and health and happiness. May all beings everywhere whether they're large or small wherever they are whatever their conditions wherever in the globe, in this planet they are. Wishing all beings safety. May all beings be safe. Sharing my goodwill, my solidarity. My wish for safety for everyone through this challenging time. May all the babies be safe. May all the young people be safe. People who are grown up, middle-aged, may all seniors. Be safe. things be happy as much as possible in this challenging time. May all beings be happy, as happy as possible in this challenging time. May all beings be healthy as possible. All the people in all five continents. Be healthy and strong, as healthy as possible, sharing your goodwill, spreading it like confetti or whatever image works for you, beaming it like a light, whatever works for you. May all beings everywhere have ease, as much ease as possible in these challenging times. Recognizing that my wish may not make it so, not attached to the outcome, but yet I do wish, I do hope, I share my goodwill, my intention, my hope for all of humanity. All of humanity. Paraphrasing Ryokan. Oh, if my monk's robes were wide enough to protect all the beings in this world. May all beings be well. For the last moments, holding yourself with care, with kindness. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. May I have safety. Be safe. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes and coming back. Coming back to your body, to each other, a sense of shared humanity, shared purpose. We're all in this together. Thank you. I like to invite us to transition into sharing our practice, sharing our presence in community, connecting with each other in small groups. Especially in a time like this, can be very precious. So just connect and practice with others. Even if you're a little hesitant how this is going to work, I invite you to hang in with your hesitation, with your not sureness, and see what you feel like. So the invitation is with kind and mindful listening, as you're listening to two other people speak. We'll be in triads in a moment. And you, as you listen to two other people speak, the invitation is to listen embodied. Stay connected to your body, to your sense of goodwill for yourself and for others. Letting go of planning of what you're going to say, trusting that whatever comes out of your mouth
when your turn comes, will be sufficient and plenty and good enough.
And as you're speaking from your heart, trying to stay embodied, know that you're speaking for yourself, not for others. And to let yourself be heard and just be held. And the prompt today is, how are you? How are you in this moment? How are you? And whatever you say is fine. I'm more calm than I was before. I'm still anxious. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. How are you in this moment? Your body, your mind, your heart, just connecting and sharing with others. Really, what's important in this practice is connecting with each other. It's not so much what you say, but how you show up, connecting. And it's very short. Each person will just speak for a couple of minutes. So I will create the breakout rooms, and there will be three participants per room. And here we go to the breakout rooms. I will broadcast the time. Here you go. Okay. There. Okay, I think everybody is back now. Terrific. Fantastic. Okay, great. So welcome back, everyone. And beautiful. Now I'm seeing everyone on the screen. Oh, it just warms my heart. It just warms my heart to see all your faces. Gallery view is fantastic. Thank you for turning on your videos. It's just such a heartwarming feeling of connection. Wow. Oh, wow. This is touching. So I have a few minutes we have a few minutes for comments, reflections, questions. So please either raise your hand or unmute yourself and start speaking. Go.
Okay, I'll go. My name is Barry. I'm in DC, and it's a real treat for me to be with you guys because you all are in California. So obviously, I'm not going to make it to the face-to-face meetings. I listen to recordings. So I just wanted to say that. I'm also amazed that you can do breakout groups in Zoom. Learn something every day. And I wanted to know if I could share a metta that I did on Zoom on Saturday with Bhante Ji, who was a 92-year monk in a monastery in West Virginia. If it's okay, I can paste it in the chat.
That would be lovely. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that would be absolutely lovely, Barry. Yeah, that's great. I'm just so delighted you're joining us from Washington, D.C. And yeah, and please share that with everyone. The joys of Zoom. We can just share things with people. Yes, Nancy, you have your hand up, please.
Let me unmute myself.
Yeah, I did already.
Okay. I just wanted to say to Barry that to the people that were in our breakout group were actually from Utah and South Carolina. Was it? Or Charlotte? Yeah. I think there's Virginia, a lot of people.
Charlottesville, yeah. In Virginia.
Oh, Charlottesville. Sorry. So I think there's a lot of people that are visiting.
We're all visiting. Yes. We're all visiting this earth for a limited time. And it just gives me chills that we're all visiting together and just thanks to the technology. Technology can be really problematic if we don't use it properly, destructive, as we know. And yet it can bring us together at times like this, and for us to practice together, all of humanity. We're all stand-ins. We're all the, whatever, 7.8, 7.9 billion of us who inhabit this planet. Mitra, dear, your hands up, please.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that we were in our breakup group, we were talking about that we are well, and that there was a little bit of feeling of guilt for feeling well. I mean, at least for me, that others aren't well. There's so many that aren't well, and I just couldn't feel okay about feeling happy. I'm home. I'm getting a lot of time to practice, and I'm really enjoying it. And I'm healthy now, so I'm enjoying that. And there was some guilt.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, because that's something that can definitely come up at times like this. So it's what I would recommend is there is a wholesome aspect to what you're talking about, and then something that's actually not helpful, not wholesome, not very helpful. What's helpful is that you actually, there's a recognition of riches. There's a recognition of blessings. To recognize that is fantastic. Instead of you having the blessings and not recognizing it and saying, oh, you know, poor, like, you see what I'm saying? So that aspect is fantastic. Yay. So recognize your blessings. And then when it goes a little south is to then feel guilty about it instead of, okay, I have these blessings. Great. How can I share my resources? How can I be there for others? How can I reach out and support people? And let that light your heart up, light you up, not make you little or feel small of guilt. Guilt feels you, makes you small, whereas feeling of empowerment, okay, I'm well, and it could be a small way, but something every day. Perhaps something small, could be calling a friend, calling someone you don't know. I am volunteering in some way. Make it up, right? There's so many ways that it could be financial contribution. Could be just so many things you can do. Share your good fortune. Yeah. And it's 7:01. So thank you all. This has been so beautiful. This is so heartwarming. And I'm feeling happier, I have to say, having just been with you this hour. This is a blessing. Thank you all. Thank you all. I'm going to end the meeting formally, but I'm going to stay on a few minutes, whoever wants to stay on, if you have any comments or questions. So be well. Take care. Bye.
Yeah.